Yeah, we're holding up the Sachem now. Okay, so the whole shock of Atari and our sugya turned on distinction between Avelos and Aninos. Right? Because the Gemara said that in Meis Aviv Shal Chasen or Ima Shal Kala, so Dinos Machnisim Stameis Lecheder, and then Bo Bilas Miso Porish. So the Mashmos, the Gemara, is that you need to get in the Bilas Mitzvah before you do the Kvura. Right? Otherwise, what you should have done is you should have buried the mace, Bizayin a mace to leave it there, and then you should have had the chuppah and the bia. And we see from the Gemara that the dafka wanted to get the bilas mitzvah in before they did the kuras ames. So Tosus asked the shayla and dalim and aleph, and Tosus suggests that it's because you have an iser tashmish amita after kura, right? So you can't have tashmish amita after you did the burial. So the only time you could have it is during aninos, okay, before the kura. So already you see from the Gemara, or the implication from the Gemara is Tashmish Amidah is going to be also Ravelos, but it's going to be Mutter Baninos. So Tosus points out this is very strange, right? Because it seems that Aninos is a Chalos Del Raisa. You find Psukim in the Torah that refer to Aninos, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu, by Maiser Sheni. And you also find Psukim by Kachin, by the Voda, where we say Achalti Chatas Ayom. The implication being that a regular Onein is not allowed to eat a Chatas. The death of Nadav and Aviyu. So it says, you see that Aninos could be the Raisa and Avelos is Drabanon, and yet we're more makel when it comes to Dine Aninos than we are for Dine Avelos. Okay, so we have to try to explain is what are the Chiluke Dinim between Avelos and Aninos. So in terms of the actual Halachos, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yed Zayin says that an Onein is Aser B'Basar V'Yayin. An Onein is Pater from Kol HaMitzvos Amuras Batorah and Pater from Amiras Brachos. The Psukim in Devarim say that an Onein is Aser Bachilas Meiser. And the Psukim in Vayikra and Parak Vav Alach Pasukites imply that an Onein is Aser Bachilas Kachim. Because you have all these halachos, these only apply to Aninos, they don't apply to Avelos. On the other hand, the Gemara Moed Katan is a whole list of halachos that only apply to Avelos, but do not extend to Aninos. So Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish, Nilas Asandol, Iser Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Kfiyas Amita. As all these dinim apply to Avelos, yet via Gemara, at least you don't know from the Gemara that they extend to Aninos. So how do you explain this? How do you explain this discrepancy? So we saw two basic models in the Rishonim. Via Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph and Beis of Hilchos Avel, so Rambam says very simply that Avelos is only Chal Lachar Akvura. Okay, so before the Kvura you have Dini Aninos, Lachar Akvura you have Dini Avelos. There's no shame Avelos beforehand at all. Because you're dealing with two separate categories. The Ramban in Torah Adam is Cholik. And the Ramban suggests that Mikra Din, all Dini Avelos extend to Aninos. Okay, so Mistama, you should assume that the Avelos is Chal Miyad B'Shas Misa. Except that we're Mekel on certain Dinim. Like, for example, Nilas HaSandal. Because it's going to be easier, yet you want to try to facilitate the Kvura as much as possible. Okay, so whatever Kulos you find in Aninos, Lefi Ramban, they're going to stem from the fact that you have this need to bury the mace as soon as possible. Okay, so Lefiya Rambam, you're dealing with two categories. Lefiya Ramban, you're dealing with one category with kulos that are novea from this Tzorech Kvura. Just to try to highlight the difference between these two shitos, we should try to see if the dinim of Avelos in general seem to hinge on this Tzorech Kvura. Okay, Ramban was suggesting that the Kulas in Avelos stem from the Tzorech Kvura, but it may very well be the case that the entire category of Aninos is just that you could, be Mimahir, the Kvura Sames, where it all revolves around the needs of Kvura. So let me just run through some Nafkamina that seem to take a stance on whether Aninos is a category Bifnei Atzmo, like it's about the Tsar. It's about the pain of the Yom Rishon, the immediate aftermath of the death, or whether everything in Aninos just stems from Dine Kvura. So one good nafkamina is, could you talk about Aninos after Kvura? Is it coherent to talk about Aninos after Kvura? How do you have such a case? Right, so one of the makoros for Aninos is Vachrisa Kiyomar. So what about if it's the first day, and it's just after the Kvura. You bury the mace at 11:30 in the morning, and now the whole afternoon, what's the halacha? So Yishalmi in Psachim, in Perek Ches, halacha Ches. So the Yishalmi has 2 days about this. Whether the Shem Onein extends until the night of the night following the Kvura. Rashi in Zvachim on Kufim and Beis, when the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk of Achrisa Kiyomar, so Rashi says that Merirus is Yom Shalem. Right? The bitter aftertaste of the Misa persists for the entire day. Right? So you see, according to this, you could have a Shema Aninus that's not totally at all on the Tzorech of the Kvura. At the same time, though, it's Mavur in the Gemara that Im Decho Kama Yamim. Okay, that means if you push off the Kvura for several days, so there's not going to be a shame one midoraisa. Okay, so it seems here that the Gemara is suggesting A, that you could have aninus after Kvura, B, that if the Kvura gets pushed off for more than a day, you won't have aninus in that scenario either. Okay, so you see in both directions that the aninus doesn't seem to revolve exclusively around the needs of the burial. Second nafkamina will be, why is an onen pater mikol amitzos amuros b'torah? What's the basis for the p'tur? So Rashi in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin, we saw this in Shir. Rashi says because he's tarud b'kvuras hames, right? Pater milikos kriyash malafish tarud b'machsheves kvurasel. Have a dumi dechas and the pater misham tirs the mitzvah. So you see, Rashi understands that the whole basis of the p'tur onen is because you're engaged in some other mitzvah. So you're engaged in the mitzvah of kvura, that serves as a p'tur for your other chiyuvim, such as dine, such as kol mitzvos amuros b'torah. Okay, so lefi Rashi here, it sounds like the definition of aninus is that you're engaged in the actual kvura.
What does that mean? The definition of aninus is that?
Well, you have a din here in the Mishnah. They're exempt from mitzvos, and Rashi says that's the Mishnah says an onen is patur min mitzvos, and Rashi says because he's tarud machsheves kvurasa.
But even if aninus is about that.
So why talk about the burial as the basis of the p'tur?
What else would it be?
You could just say he's so distraught over the misa.
But a p'tur from posting misa p'tur misa is more basic, so it makes sense that you would choose that one if it also exists.
Why? If you have sufficient reason to appeal to something else, right? It's the shame onen which exempts you from the mitzvah.
No, but I'm saying posting misa is more basic than that. Meaning, if both are there, you're going to choose to focus on the one that's more basic.
Ah, so you think this is like a din of Osik B'mitzvah for Rashi?
Yeah.
Rashi says Tarud B'machsheves Kurasa. Do you think Tarud is a shir in Osik B'mitzvah B'machom Sh'yev Shalakayim Shneim?
And it's like a whole question, isn't it, about the Tirda relationship between Tirda and Osik B'mitzvah?
Right, so you're assuming it's just something more fundamental. Right, he's just appealing to Osik B'mitzvah here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Could be. But I think it would definitely show that, let's put it this way, if we want to say that the p'tur of Basar V'yayin, or the p'tur mitzvos, is a din in aninos, right? So you think Rashi, according to you, Rashi's not saying it's din in aninos at all.
Right? Right,
according to you, it's a din in, it could be. I'm interpreting it as being that the halacha of aninos is defined as oseik b'mitzvahs k'furaso, right? And the moment you're done with the k'fura, you're no longer considered an onei. Right, so Rashi, he's not just appealing to a broader principle, but this is the Hagdara of actual Aninas. But in a Chanami, you could interpret it your way.
Wouldn't it be Tirda the Rishos going down?
What?
Wouldn't it be Tirda the Rishos going down?
Well, because Kvura is still a mitzvah, according to Ali. It's just not, he's saying it's not a Ptur in Aninas. Maybe you could say, according to Ali, even that the Aninas in a Chanami extends Lachara Kvura. But this Tzif Katan of Osik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah only extends until the Kvura. It could be in a chanami. Tosus here disagrees. Tosus here quotes the Yerushalmi in Brachos. Ksiv uman tiskor ad kol yimei chayecha yom shata osik v'chaim v'lo yom shata osik v'meisim. So it sounds here like the Yerushalmi understands that there's a new gzeres hakasav here which tells you a specific din in Hilchos Aninos, that an onen is just outside the parsha of mitzvos. Not because he's involved in the kvura, the maisa kvura per se, but he's osik b'misa. He's in the parsha of death. Right? Seemingly independent of whether or not he's engaged in the maisa kvura. So here you could disentangle it from any chiv, like Eli was saying, any osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. It's osik b'misa, it's pater min ha-mitzvos. Ke'enze, you might say that parallel to this machlokas between Rashi and Tosos b'shem Yerushalmi is machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in Yerideh Shin Mem Aleph, Taz Sifkatan Hei. Could you generalize from the hafgah of mitzvos of an onen to other cases of osek b'tzarchei tzibor, for example? So the Drisha here wants to say kal v'chomer from our case of onen, the osek b'kvura, that someone who's osek b'tzarchei tzibor is going to have the same hafgah min ha-mitzvos. Okay, that's what the Taz quotes from the Drisha. Okay, the Taz himself is very upset with it. L'chora, the Shaka Vitari here between them is whether you think this is one instance of an osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, v'imkein hu ha-din osik b'tzarchei tzibor, or if you think this is a special din in the hafgah min ha-mitzvos of an onen, then there's no way that you could generalize it to any other category. So this machlokas between the Taz and the Drisha that the Shach weighs in on might be parallel to machlokas between Rashi and Tosos in Brachos Yud Zayin. An interesting nafka mina to this machlokas between Rashi and Tosos may be, what about a mitzvah lo sase that's fulfilled bekumvase? So the Pischei Tshuva deals with two cases. What would you say about is an onen chayiv in bir chametz in order to not violate the din of bayi ra bayi matze? So the shaila turns on the question. All the rishonim say that of course an onen is chayiv in every mitzvah lo sase. Right? You're not going to say that because he's an onen he's pater from ritzicha or avodah zarah. So the pturi is only with respect to mitzvah sase. But what about mitzvah lo sase bekum vase? Okay, so the Pischei Tshuva here quotes machlokas at both these cases in Shem Mem Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet and Zayin. L'chora, the way you can imagine the machlokas is to say that if it's about Torah b'tirda the mitzvah, right, you might say he's already engaged in the mitzvah of kvura, okay, maybe not in the general osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah sense, but you might say he has a chi of likvar es hameis and that right now overrides everything else. So you might say he's exempt also from the kumvase of bir chametz and the kumvase of netilas yadayim, because those things also get in the way of the kvura sameis. But if you think the basis of the p'tur is yamim shata osik b'chayim velo yamim shata osik b'misa, so the argument here is that engagement in mitzvahs lo sase is not considered asika b'chayim. Right, there's no inherent connection between mitzvahs lo sase and being engaged in life. Right, it's only dafka mitzvahs sase where there's a positive kiyum that you would say it's a stira to misa.
You want
bir chametz or bayir chametz? The question is, do you have an obligation to hold bayir chametz to not violate bayir matzah?
Bir chametz doesn't say no.
It's not clear if it's not say of tashbis. That's the whole deal, whether tashbis itself is just a way of making sure you don't violate lo yirah bayirah bayimatzeh. Right? Depends what you think bayirah bayimatzeh is nitak la'aseh, in principle. I thought this shaila on the Pischei Tshuva may take a stand on what the basis of the Ptur min ha-mitzvos is. But the assumption is that the Yushalmi of yam shat osik b'chayim v'lo yam shat osik b'misa, that's only relevant to mitzvos aseh. Because inherently that category is relevant to chayim, whereas the category of lavin is not. So, I don't know, what do you think, Ellie?
I mean, you could also say, like, you have, like, Gemara and the Makos, that, like, every second that you're, like, Horisham, like, in Avira, like, that is, like, Nahasurat Hashem, and, like...
Is that considered Osek B'chaim? I mean, is your not worshipping Avodah Zarah right now? Is that inherently a kiyum in your being engaged in life? You say, look, or you say, no, Dafka putting on tefillin in the morning, that's engaged, davening, that's engaged
like,
in chayim.
It seems like we do see, at least in certain... some sense is that refraining from the vira is seen as a positive and not just a neutral. So once it's seen as a positive, it doesn't seem so hard to say that positive, just like the positive of doing a mitzvah, is involvement with life.
Uh-huh. You know, the Maral has the chiluk where he thinks that the avos keeping the mitzvahs quoted out in Torah was limited exclusively to asin. Because he says it doesn't make any sense to voluntarily be mekayim mitzvahs lo sase. If there's no tzivei amel, if there's no kiyum. So I mean, like main that idea you'd say over here that the whole notion of engagement behind is limited to mitzvah.
But you have like the Ramban.
Yeah, Avas Hashem.
Like, there's Yira to like not do.
Right, Lavin are Yira.
Right.
So it could be parallel. Fourth nafkamina to this question would be whether or not you could be machmir on yourself to be mekayim the mitzvos b'shas aninos. Right, so according to what Rashi says on Daf Yud Zayin, they are tarred b'tir to the mitzvah that we're invoking osik mitzvah pater and a mitzvah. Tosa says l'fi Rashi, of course you could be machmir on yourself because yibayil yisuvei daite. Right, if you're able to commit to both of them at the same time, then mato v'manoim. But Tosa points out that according to the Shalmi, it sounds that imrata lahachmir alatmo ain shomim lo. Right, they're not allowed to be mekayim volitionally. Okay, l'kach nir lomar eno mevarich eno rashai levarich. So it says, in principle, you're not allowed to make a bracha at all. And he quotes the Yishami as giving one of two reasons. Either mipnei kvodo shel meis, okay, it's not kavod hameis for you to be engaged in positive mitzvos while it's lying there. Or because mipnei she'en lo misha yiso so. Right, because we're worried that the meis is going to be left without anybody caring for it. So interestingly, here in Tosos, you have either the chi of kvura or kavod hameis pitted against Rashi's tears of the mitzvah. Okay? So you see already now that in this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, the obligation to be kover could either be like Rashi midin osik mitzvah patur mitzvah, or it could be like Tosos that the obligation to be kover is the hagdara of an onen. Okay, that's the definition of an onen, is that you are tied to this body that you have a chiyuv to bury it. Another nafkamina, fifth nafkamina here, would be nasnu l'ktafim. What would happen after you gave the mace over to the people who are charged with burying it? So the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all say that once you give the body over to the ktafim, so then you're chay b'chol ha-mitzvos, and you're mutter b'basar v'yayin. But Nodeb Yehuda, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva there in Yerida and Reshid Aleph, so he says that's dafka if they are molich as a mace to an ira cheres. Okay, it's only if they're taking the mace to a different town, and you're not going to be present at all for the kvura. Okay, so according to the simple pshat on the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, the point is that once you're out of the parsha of burials, then you have no longer have any of the dinim of aninos. Okay, according to the Nodeb Yehuda, it sounds like no. It just sounds that once they take it away from you, and you're not going along with them, then you're no longer defined as an onen, right? Because then you're chozer lebeischa. And that's going to have the same din as Yatsmani Pesach Beso. Right? Or for you, it's going to have the din of Stima Sagolo. Because with respect to you, the mace is buried. But according to the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, just at the moment you no longer have the obligation to be osek in the actual kvura, you're not going to have the exemptions of aninas. Sixth nafkamina, parallel to this Nodeb Yehuda, is Tosos and Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that when he found out that his sister had died, so he was Ochel Basar Veshosa Yayin, because he said that her husband is going to be Osek Bekvurasa. He's Medamet to a case of someone who's Meis Beshivya. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see that the moment you're not actively Mechuyev in the Kvurasa Meis, so you're no longer considered to be an Onen. The Ra'ah on Daf Yud Zayin and Brachos, and the Rosh and Moed Katan in Gimel Nundal, they both disagree. Okay, so they seem to say that even if you have somebody else who's going to be Osek B'tzarche Amisa or B'tzarche Akvura, nonetheless, the shame Aninos is Chal on the very fact that you are a Karov to a body that hasn't yet been buried. Okay, so again, you have this Machlokas that determines these Nafkamina. Final Nafkamina to this question is Machlokas between the Taz and the Bach on Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin says that an onen is not allowed to eat b'beis hames. So you're not allowed to eat in the house where the mace is buried. So Rashi explains because it's loig l'rosh. Right? It's not kavod hames, so you're mocking the mace if you're eating in its presence. The Taz in Shimon Aleph says that if somebody else is going to do the kvura, then you're allowed to eat in front of the mace. The Pesachei Tshuva here is medayik, that if it's Shabbos, and the mace is lying in a room in the house, then of course you're allowed to eat in front of it because there's no chiv kvura on Shabbos. Okay, so both the Pischei Tshuva and the Taz here are assuming that the Isser, the whole Hagdara of Loeg L'Rush, of doing things in front of the dead body before kvura, that itself will be a function of whether you have a chiv likvur. Okay, so it's going to turn out if you have two brothers and one's going to be involved in the kvura, one's not. So the brother who's involved in the kvura, he's not allowed to eat in front of the mace. And the brother who's not going to be involved, he doesn't have an Isser. But the Bach there disagrees. Right? He thinks that you have an Isser achil b'fnei abeis b'chol mikra. Right? So it doesn't so much depend on the chiv kvura at all. So what all these nafkamina just try to show is that you have this tension in all these halachos, whether you think the category of aninus is exclusively focused on the obligation to be kover, or whether you think there's some antecedent, independent shem aninus, which is just about category of kodem avelos. What we pointed out in Shir is that even if you hold like the Rambam, that you're dealing with two separate categories. Yeah.
Is it possible to
term? No, because you might say that it's not midin osek mitzvah pater and a mitzvah, but still at what drives the shame aninos is the chi of likvor. Oh, we pointed this out already in Tosos being cholik on Rashi. Right? Rashi said that that at the tour of mitzvos and midin tears the mitzvah. Tosos says, Lefi Rashi, you could voluntarily be mekayim it. But Lefi the Yushalmi, you can't. And one of the days in the Yushalmi that Tosos was quoting was the day that it's because you have a chiv likvar sameis. Right? The shaila is whether you think it's the hagdar of aninos or whether you think that aninos is just an instance of osik mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah. That's, Eli, you have a question? So, coming back to where we initially began with, we said there's machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. For the Rambam, you have these two categories of ninus va'avelos, ha'ilechudei koi va'ha'ilechudei koi. According to the Ramban, you have avelos starting right away with some peturim because of a chi of likvar asamis. Okay, that's the dichotomy that we initially set up in Shir. But we pointed out that even for the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be so clear. For at least we gave four rayas that the Rambam would at least be motive miktsas to the shita of the Ramban. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perek Dal, Halacha Vav. So what does the Rambam there say? Rambam holds that there's an Isser Achilas Basar Vishtias Yayin Biravos during Avelos. Okay, so the Rambam holds that it's true that an Avil is allowed to eat Basar and Bishosa Yayin, but only, the Rambam says, if he needs it to help him digest his food. But Mitoch Simcha, the Rambam thinks that it's totally Asar. So you see here, the Rambam is actually importing a category from aninos into avelos. Right, okay, the distinction is how much. So for aninos, across the board, it's aser, and for avelos, it's mutter. Kedei lishos v'lasachel amazon shebimeyav. Right, but you see that in principle, the Rambam is willing to import halachos from aninus into the category of avelos. A second raya that we brought to this idea is that the Rambam in avelos, perek aleph, halacha aleph, so the Rambam quotes a pasuk from aninus as the raya, as the makar for avelos. As Lacha Mishnah was very upset, and he says, the Rambam paskins that aninus is only going to be deraisa if it's biyom miso kvura. Okay, and he quotes his pasuk of aninus. He says, so if the Rambam wants to quote a pasuk of aninus for avelos, then the Rambam should have had to have held, like the Ramban, that all the chiyuve avelos go into effect already mishas aninus. Right, but he's very upset. He said, how could the Rambam poseach hashteya se'ifim, where he's paskening a pasuk of aninus for avelos, and yet he himself holds that they're two separate categories? That's what he says, tzarchian on the Rambam. So in Shir, we said that maybe the Rambam is trying to tell you already that there are aspects of aninus and avelos that overlap. Okay, we'll be magdired in one more second. A third raya that we brought to this yesod in the Rambam is that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the din of Tumah Lekohanim as the source for Hilchos Avelos. And the Kesef Mishnah points this out in Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Avelos. He said, why is the Rambam pointing to a source of Tumas Kohanim, which is only Shayach to Kohanim? at a bar mitzvah, right, for Yisrael, you don't have this halacha at all, but more than that, Kesef Mishnah points this out, it could just be a halacha in being mitameh, because maybe it's a din tumah lemeis. Who says that this is the binyan av for all hilchos avel? Okay. So we wanted to suggest in shir was that maybe the Rambam holds that really there are two dinim in avelos. There's a din of kiyum shevelev for the avel, which is the emotional state that the avel has after he buries, or after the mace dies. He's distraught or he's in despair. That's the kiyum shevelev. In addition to the kiyum shebelev, the halacha also imposes dine avelos, which are meant to convey the kiyum shebelev that he has. So the pshat in hilchos avelos is not that there's an isser of sheila shalom. The pshat is not that there's an isser of tashmish amita. The point in all these things is that there's a chiyuv not to be osik in tashmish amita, and there's a chiyuv not to engage in sheila shalom, and there's a chiyuv not to be noel na'alav. In order to show, in order to reflect the emotional state of the Kiyum Shebelev. Right, that's the, what we were suggesting in Shir. That's the Kiyum Shebelev idea. One of the rayas that this is true is that the Gemara refers to Avelos as Nasei D'Yachid. Right, it's characterized not as a constellation of different Isurim, but as the whole category is an active mitzvah. So we wanted to maybe say for the Rambam, is that when it comes to Aninus, so Aninus is characterized almost purely by the Kiyum Shebelev, right? These Osek be Kfuras Ameis, Misha Beisa Muta Lefanav. So maybe in that scenario, you don't need any of these Chiyuvim to reflect the status of the Mace, right? Because it's so, it's Hare Chatzar Lefanecha, right? Misha Beisa Muta Lefanav. It's only once after the Kfura and the Mace is gone, so then you need some of the halachos to be mochiach the state of avelos that he's in. Okay, so it's not that you have avelos lechud and aninos lechud; it's that you have one principle of a chiv avelos. You have a kiyum shebelev, but that during the aninos you don't need to reflect it in all these external dinim, because right, you have mesa mutalofano. Once the mesa is buried, so then you have to transition into external signs of the avelos, and that's why you have all these chivim. So al pizeh, you would say that the Rambam will export dinim of aninos into avelos, right, insofar as they're necessary to capture the state of the avel. So the Rambam is going to paskin that achilas basar and shtiyas yayin will also be asar lachar akura. One final ha'ar that we had in the Rambam, I don't think anybody says this in the Rambam Shita, but we said this in Shir, is that the Rambam would be mode to the halacha bo'al bilas mitzvah poresh midin avelos. Right, so it's true that the Rambam thinks that there's no iser tashmish amita per se b'shas aninos against the Ramban. But the Rambam will be moda that there's going to be an iser tashmish amita which is shel simcha or tainug. So that's why the Rambam would say, the Rambam will be moda to the pashut pshat in the Gemara that, yeah, it's true, you could be bo'al bilas mitzvah b'aninos. Right? But still, you have a chiv to be poresh, midin aninus, right? Because a gratuitous simcha or a gratuitous tainug itself would be a stira to the emotional state of the avel. Okay, so that's what we want to say for the Rambam, that even though it looks like the Rambam and the Ramban are polar opposites in the sugya, the Rambam would actually concede to the Ramban that you have this transition, a smooth transition from aninus to avelus. Why then does the Rambam quote the makar from Tumas Kohanim? Because Tumas Kohanim is the ultimate way of reflecting that you're in the status of avelos. Right? You're showing that you're going to be metameh to the mace by changing the normal halacha of iser tumah lekohanim. So it's true that by Yisrael you don't have that example, right? But all the halachos of avelos are actually modeled after tumas kohanim, right? Where you're trying to show that there's a new state of avelos going on. And that's how the Rambam's Makar from Kohanim fits in. So these are two different models of looking at Aninus, right? The Rambam and the Ramban. And now we're trying to argue that the two of the Shitas really come closer together. maybe a third way of looking at the issue of aninos, again, it's not necessarily distinct from these other models, as we were suggesting in the Ritva, where the Ritva wanted to maintain that in a chanami aninos is chamor like avelos. You could have an iser tashmish amita deoraisa like the Ramban wanted to say. But the reason why you have a heter tashmish in our sugya is because once your machnis says hameis lecheder, then you lose the status of an onein altogether. Meaning the shame onein itself is tied with the mitzias of mesa muta lefana. Okay, so it's not like Tosus was saying that, oh, we find more kulos when it comes to aninos than we have by avelos. Right, it's not either like the Rambam, or the Rambam saying that the whole shame avelos is only shayach lachar kura. Right, so the Ritva wants to maintain, like the Ramban, that there really is an iser tashmish amita, an iser avelos that's chal mishas misa. But at the time of aninos, that's all concentrated in the mitzias of the mace being there. Take the mace out of the equation, and now you don't have any of these halachos in effect. So it could work in nicely with this yesod, where the idea is that really avelos is tied to the mace, right? To the fact that you're tarred in the death, right? There's a certain existential state of suffering. But before the mace is buried, so that whole status is tied with your relationship with the mace, if it's there. Lachar kura shifts over to the avel himself.
Is there in the
Yeah, because it seems like it's not so much a question of, we're not saying that the hagdar of aninos is that you have a chi of likvar sameis. It sounds like we're saying for the Ritva that the hagdar of aninos is defined by you being in the presence of the mace. Right, so if your machnis is sameis lecheder, you still have the same chi of kvura. Right, it's not like nesina lektafim, it's not like b'achara kvura. It just seems to be that the shame only in itself is mamish mesa mutalafanov. Right, that the mace is there in your presence. Yeah.
I thought we were interpreting mace and working with one of more like when Isaac was saying that it's like tied to the fiyakura, and then when the Ritva said that when you're making social feather, that's like the siashim of the cobra. And that probably means that you no longer have
was it in
same thing about the shame oni, meaning absolutely that the avelos fundamentally should start from the time of the Nisa, and that the shame oni, but that the shame oni is still different from the shame alvel, but just that the shame oni is not defined as actually being in the presence of the Nisa, but rather by the fiyakura.
From the Ritva, it sounds that way, because he does say it's nasa kilu nisyayish milakovro. In Shiru, we weren't learning it that way.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And sure, I think we're interpreting this as being, we're saying this is the fantastic Ritva, right, where he agrees that all these dinim go into effect, but we're more fluid in our definition of it because it's contingent on mutal lefanav. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it makes a lot of sense because machnisan is the meis lecheder is not a patur kvura.
Well, they're abanam are being putur. That's the whole point.
So it's not okay. So it's nasik hilu nisyayish milakovra.
Nisyayish milakovra is
so you're saying the Ritva, according to the Ritva, there's Afka Hashem Oni in our sugya. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like the Ramban said that it's Yesh Kach Be'acham Lakar Davar B'Sheva Taisa.
You just explained it,
but it's
much cleaner that the Yesh Kach Be'acham is just that they're able to say that putting the guy in the other room is what's considered a challenge from the Kovra.
It's still you're still being Oker Davar Natar. Torah says that Kvura is burying somewhere in the ground, and you're saying Machnisa Nesameis Lecheder is a shame Kvura.
Kvura. Shame is the actual Kovra.
But the Chamed another koach. You're saying it's less of a chiddush that the Chamed could define what is nisyayish milakovro.
Right.
That's less of a chiddush. I'm saying the Chamed could be over davar natar b'sheva al taisa. As opposed to the way I think we read in Shir is that the Ritva is saying that kilu nisyayish milakovro because maybe the hagdara of kvura here according to the Ritva is that once the mace is buried you're no longer mace amuta lefanav.
Mace is not buried.
What?
Mace is not buried.
Okay, so but the point is that that's only one instance of the principle that when the mace is not bifanecha, you're not a shame on it. Take the halacha, for example, nesina liktafim. So you could say that's not because you no longer have a chiyuv kvura. Say because the mace is no longer mutal lefanecha. Are you just assuming that for the Ritva and the Siyayish, when the Kovru itself is a din in Chiyav Kovru? And I'm saying maybe the Ritva is learning that it's a din in Meso Mutal Fanav. And you can even invert the whole relationship and say that Chiyav Kovru itself may only be a way of Mutal Fanav, even if he's not physically in your presence. That's if you have a Chiyav to be Kovru a Mace who dies in prison, so you might say it's Ketzilu Kilu, it's Mutal Fanecha, by virtue of your Chiyav, even though physically it's not. So I think we would read the Ritva. Either way, it's a much cleaner. I think conceptually, it's much cleaner to say that in a Chanan, the Aminus itself is more chamor, but the Aminus is defined by Misha Meisa Mutal
Fana. Why is that any
because you could explain a lot of the other halachos. I'm saying that the Ritva may be able to explain certain things, for example, like Rabbi, he could be cholik on Rabbeinu Tam, right, and say, let's say we're both sitting in the same room, and one of us is a chiv to be kover, and one of us doesn't, we're both kovim. So the Ritva might say that, in Echanami, it's mesa mutal fanav, because you're in the presence of the mes. What I think is more smooth about it is that it allows you this other view saying that all the dina aninos stem from the chi of kura distances aninos from avelos, right? Because you're saying it's not that avelos has an iser shtias yayin vachilas basar. You're saying that's a sifkatan in hilchot aninos because you have a chi of likvar, let's say. According to this, you'd say aninos and avelos is a continuum going from one right into the next. Aninos is actually more chamor because you have mesa muta lefanav, right? So there are more things that you can't do. What switches over when you go into Avelos is just that now you have to go into a state of mourning without the physical presence of the mace. Okay? So what it requires of you now is to do other things that would show that you're an Avel. So you have an Isser Nilas HaSandal, you have an Isser, you have a Chiyav to be, you have a Chiyav Kisoy Arosh, right? To go to Shul, everybody sees you're a mourner. If the Hagdar of Aninos is the same principle, right, to show the state of mourning. So when you have the mace mutal lefanecha, you have the exact same, conceptually you have the same result, just without the mice and mitzvos that leave you there. That's what I mean by it's conceptually more clean. You're saying there's a single principle for aninos and avelos. Aninos has it by virtue of the presence of the mace. Avelos has to reconstruct it through a lot of these halachos. So I think that's what we were suggesting in Shir when we were saying that, avelos is a mitzvah. Right, it's an assay that's all about showing your inner status of it. Okay, so that's all I have to say for this Chazar Shir, just to clarify the relationship between Aninos and Avelos. And then the next Chazar Shir will pick up with the stiras between Avelos and Simcha. Okay, so contrasting Avelos b'moed with, let's say, Avelos and Shiras Me'am Mishta, and also the Din of Ritzifus by Avelos and Simcha.